Hello, my audio boo friends. It is October 30th, an absolutely gorgeous Wednesday here in Montreal. I have to run an errand out to the library and return some books. I had a bit of a strange day today. I went to work in the morning to the office from 9 to noon. Then I came home and I was supposed to have a web conference meeting at 1:30, which ran about 45 minutes late. So it ended around, I want to say, 3 o'clock, maybe 10 past 3. Is that right? Yeah, roughly. Yeah, no, about a quarter past 3. And then I was checking my Twitter feed and noticed the Web Summit stuff. And, of course, unfortunately, I missed most of the live streaming of events. But when I went to the Web Summit webpage, I was able to watch some highlights. And I watched an interview with Kevin Rose, conducted by the staff writers of TechCrunch, and that was really, really interesting. I've always liked listening to what Kevin Rose has to say about tech and startups and running a tech business. In fact, then I watched a little snippet of an interview that Kevin Rose was doing with Kevin Hawk. Tony Hawk. Sorry, got the two mixed up there. So Kevin Rose was interviewing the great skateboarding star Tony Hawk, who's had video games named after him and line of clothing and so forth. And you know, I have to admit that last year, I heard Paul O'Mahony's audio boos from the Web Summit. And it just didn't hit me the way it does this year. For some reason, it has inspired me. I was mentioning in a couple of DMs that I'm getting back into programming and coding. I haven't done that in a long, long time. Now, I'm no hardcore coder, that's for sure. I'm just sort of getting my feet wet again. And I have an idea for the office to put together something, and I'm going to actually, my application is going to be driven by a database. And because I don't have a lot of administrative access to a lot of the systems, and I don't want to start putting together any all-encompassing system that requires like a server or anything of that ilk, I was looking for what they call a serverless database. And now the one that came to mind that I've used a long time is Microsoft Access. So if you have a .mdb file, or now it's called MDBACC, I think, for the latest version of Access. But otherwise, if you have a .mdb file, it is basically a standalone database on its own, with its own schema. So you can have tables in there and queries and call them up as you need them. Having built them up, there's a lot of traffic here this afternoon. I wasn't expecting this much traffic. Okay, so however, the coding environment that I'm using, the language, I wouldn't say it's difficult to connect to an MDB file. It isn't. It's just that it requires some setting up at each workstation, which, again, I wanted to avoid. Basically, the system I want to put together, I want it to be very streamlined and require very little in terms of settings, very little in terms of touching the registry at all. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use an INI file to keep the settings. It may not be the best way to do it, but again, I want to do it so that it's almost like a portable app. It will leave a very, very small footprint within the workstation that it's installed on. The database management system I've decided to try it with on the initial development is called SQLite. So that's SQLite 3. SQLite. So what SQLite will allow me to do is create basically a file, and that file will act just like the MDB. However, the environment I'm programming in has a built-in native connection to SQLite. So I don't have to do anything other than give it the placement of the file, hopefully point it to the file, and it will connect, which is what I'm going to be trying in the next few days. Again, these are all baby steps, because I just want to basically put together a simple form, a couple of text boxes, and be able to update those. And then later on, my application will require setting things like graphic image locations on the screen, and record all of these in the database. I envision the system. I'm being a little bit vague on purpose, because I think it's quite a wonderful idea, and if it were to take off, I could see myself maybe marketing this. There are many systems like this out there, but I'd like to give it a little different twist with my implementation, and that's what I will be doing, or at least attempting. So, but all this to say that the Web Summit in Dublin really has got me going. It's given me a spark that hasn't been there in a long time with regards to computer development or creativity in any of its forms, because I've written an audio play that I hope to record for Audioboo, short piece, which I hope again to collaborate with one of my friends on. I've written a short story, which I will also read at some point and record. So, again, all of this, I feel it's been driven by just the sheer creativity and the energy that I sense in an event like Web Summit. I suppose the only thing lacking at this point is a proper, I guess, tablet environment, because the next thing I'd like to look at is perhaps app development. I was speaking to a friend of mine on this not too long ago, and he seemed very intrigued by what I'm proposing to do with the web app development. And again, it ties in with a little bit with the app that I'm the software that I want to develop, but also with another system that I'm envisioning. So, unfortunately, as often happens with Slandy here, what happens is I tend to run out of, not ideas, I tend to run out of steam. You know, I have all these great ideas, but then I don't seem to have that focus and that drive, I guess, to keep them alive. And that is something that's bothered me for a long time. You know, the fact that I seem to have all these great ideas, and then sort of like in a vacuum, they just disappear. I mean, I take notes, take copious notes. I've got Evernote. But for some reason, they never seem to crystallize. And I'm hoping that in the next few months, with winter coming on, that I can do so. I can start finally developing some things and getting these projects underway. So just thought I'd share that with you. Thank you.